89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
With all the usual suspects on a Monday night as we start out 2025, we do need some text messages at 662-426-1093 since we were last with you. Ole Miss finished the football season with a 52-20 win over Duke in the Gator Bowl. SEC basketball has started for men and women. We'll get to all of those details. But welcome to 25, fellas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's healthy. Looks good.
Yeah.
Chuck's lost at least 2 ounces, I think, over the holidays.
Know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think I found 2 ounces. I don't know about losing it.
But no,
my New Year's resolution is to gain weight because the other one ain't working.
I've tried that for a while myself. Yes.
No, but I thought, you know, Ole Miss pertaining to that, you know, Lane had a lot to back up as his tweets during all the bowl games, and SEC had looked really bad, let's be blunt. Through the bowl season, they just came out and kicked their butt like we predicted. And you kind of laughed at me in my 48-7 prediction. They got that 20th point on a throwback across kick return 99, but I was beginning to laugh because I thought it was going to hit it right on the nose. But
yeah,
it was a really dominating performance.
It was. Women's basketball opened up with a win at Auburn, then lost 60-58 yesterday at Texas A&M. For the Ole Miss men, they opened up with a win over Georgia. And what I think is typical Beard fashion, defense in the second half of that basketball game was really good for the Ole Miss men.
That was maybe in the most physical basketball game I've seen in a long time. There were a lot of contact in that game, and we out-toughed them. And that's surprising to out-tough a Michael White team because that's how he coaches.
Yeah, White's had Ole Miss's number since he's been a collegiate head coach, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought the story of the game was Dia. You know, he finally decided he wanted to be a center, not a European stretch four, and got rebounds and blocked shots. And, yeah, I mean, he got a little sticky hands at times and tried to be Michael Jordan, but that's okay. You know, you can do some pick and rolls with him. He does have that ability to shoot it from distance. But I thought if he plays like he did Saturday and decides he wants to be a center, it takes Ole Miss's team to another level.
Zach Berry is going to join us in the next segment. We've got your text messages and any injuries we might find, and the one after that. Those text messages again at 662-426-1093. Then Harry Harrison will help us wrap up some football around 6:30 with Gordon Ford jumping in after that. We've got recruiting. We've got other Ole Miss and SEC news. And we've got also Chuck's Good, Bad, and Ugly before the night is done. I'll mention First South Farm Credit. Over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture. Ready to help you through that financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Let's get five things from Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse and our friend Steve Grantham. There are nine of those that he operates in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, thought number one, I thought that was as dominating of a football performance as we've seen from Ole Miss since last year's Peach Bowl, ironically. It certainly left me thinking what could have been if they had played Bentley as their feature back this season. Thought number two, despite Lane out-coaching himself, in my opinion, with the whole Bentley debacle, I still believe Lane is one of the elite head coaches in college football. What he's done with this program is simply amazing. He's the perfect fit for the new portal NIL era. Stay patient, Ole Miss fans. A lot of good times lie ahead. And yes, that includes some playoff trips as well. Thought number three, I feel somewhat better going forward with the running back position with what I saw from Logan Diggs in the Gator Bowl. He played with a brace on his knee and still has a pop to his legs. Give him nine more months to get stronger and more mentally confident in his leg, and he's going to be just fine next fall. Having said that, I still think it's imperative they go get another impact running back in the portal. Thought number four, here's an interesting trend, Chucky and Gary. I know y'all know that I love numbers. In Ole Miss's 12 basketball wins, they have averaged over 10 more points in the paint per game than their opponents. In Ole Miss's two losses, they're losing in the paint by 11.5 points. In their 12 wins, they're averaging 21.5 three-point shots per game. In their two losses, they're averaging over 32 three-point shots per game. Ole Miss must continue to drive to the hole and create easy baskets off turnovers to stay to their winning formula. And the last thought of the day, we're going to end it with baseball. We hear they have let junior left-handed pitcher Hunter Elliott throw at 100% in the past month, where the results have been better than expected, as he is now reaching 94 miles per hour the last time he was on the mound. And that's music to my ears. I don't know about you guys.
I like the sound of that for sure.
Interesting, in October and fall ball, they were 74 to 76 miles an hour. They wanted to go in 70%, 75%. And then towards the later fall ball, they upped it up about 85, 90%. Now they're letting loose, and he's stronger than ever.
Sounds great. Zach Berry will chime in with us next on this Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats the Cannon deal. Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physicians for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Still to go. We'll get into those text messages at 662-426-1093. We'll talk with Harry. We'll talk with Gordon. But now we bring Zach Berry back in the picture. Happy New Year to you, sir, and welcome back to the show.
Happy New Year, fellas.
Hey, brother. Talk to us about what you think is left on, not specifically any names, but what's left on the table that Ole Miss needs to fill? What positions in the portal?
I think it's going to be mainly focused on offensive line, defensive line, and running back. You got to beat that drum every year. You got to replace the trenches. Ole Miss is losing some big ones up front defensively, and Walter Nolan and Prince Umamielen and Jared Ivey. So they got to, next man up with what they have, but they got to go and try to find some impact guys that can change games, because that's what those guys did this season. And then offensive line, I think they just need depth. I think they like the pieces they've already added on the offensive line from the portal, and then I think they're excited about the guys coming back. They're excited for the second and third year guys. I think you're going to somebody like Jaden Williams that has been banged up. I think they're going to, get him healthy, and hopefully he's ready to get back into that starting tackle spot. But those two specifically, and then I do think Ole Miss wants to add at least one or two more running backs just to, have that depth. we talk a lot about, quality depth, but, look, if you want to make the college football playoff, you see these teams that are still playing. I mean, you're playing more than 12, 13 games now. You're playing – it's a long season, so you got to have that depth to, it only takes one play, and then it's next man up. So they like the running backs that they do have. I think they're really excited about Shakai Mills-Knight and Kewan Lacy, and then Logan Diggs. He showed some flashes in the bowl game, and we'll see what he looks like, but they got to add a couple more, in my opinion.
Zach, I understand what you're saying, and I don't necessarily disagree with it, but let me be the devil's advocate here for a second. Mills-Knight has zero college experience. Lacy has next to zero college experience, and Logan Diggs is damaged goods right now. Don't you think they need to, instead of just looking for a depth piece, go out and try to get a stud?
I do think it's what they want to do. Some of the guys that they're targeting are experienced guys. They got Kewan Lacy because they, he was a guy that they really wanted out of high school. They loved the evaluation. They wanted him bad. You bring him in as a younger guy to come in along with Shakai Mills-Knight. But, yeah, I do think they want to add some older guys. I know they're looking at a couple G5, a couple P4, and then a really talented FCS back in Ty Edwards. So it's this dance of the transfer portal. You know it, Chuck, and everybody's getting used to it now. It's resource allocation, and you got to make sure that you're not overspending here or, overspending here, to where you have to balance, honestly, it's kind of like balancing a budget if we're going to be honest here. But and again, I mentioned the college football playoff. There's still teams playing, and there's going to be guys from those teams that get in the portal. So Ole Miss is going to be patient, and I mentioned it last week. Over the last couple cycles, Ole Miss was pretty active middle January on. You know, I know people want things to happen. People are excited when commitments happen, but it's a slow burn. It's not where if you don't get everybody in December and early January, you know, you're not going to get anyone. So there's going to be guys that are going to be hopping in left and right after the college football playoff. And then there's going to be some that go into the spring and into the summer when guys go to spring practice and don't like where they're at, or, you know, hey, they don't like the city they're in. They don't like the coach. They don't like the weather, whatever. There's going to be a lot of movement. So this isn't the end-all, be-all. And I know Kiffin and that staff are being very diligent with how they go through the process.
Zach, I know that you reported to Marcus Cooley at NC State. Defensive back, more of a nickel guy. It came in town yesterday. He's rated the number two safety in the portal. Do you see him staying there at the nickel, or have you heard anything if maybe Ole Miss wants to play him at corner?
From the people that I talk to, they don't really pigeonhole guys with a position.
Yeah.
You know, Pete Golding's big on position versatility. They like to play four to five defensive backs at a time. So they want guys who can play everywhere. It makes you more valuable. It helps you for, you know, getting ready for the NFL as well. He's got good size, so I could see him playing a true corner. And then I could see him, you know, being someone that could come down in the box and be more of a, you know, close to the line of scrimmage safety. Or he could be a traditional safety because he's 6'6", 6'1". And he's about 190, 195, so he's a big guy. He's not light in the pants, or he's not short, so he can kind of do it all. And that's what made, you know, John Saunders and you know, Trey Amos and you know, the Deshaun Gaddies of, you know, the guys in recent years, they were all tall and long, and that's kind of what Golding wants, because he wants guys to be able to move around and be versatile. So I don't think they're going to put Cooley or any of the other DBs in a box. They're just going to recruit them as defensive backs, and then just going to put the, you know, the best three, four, five guys on the field every play they can.
I tell you what, in my opinion, two guys that we're going to miss pretty badly that we've got to fill their shoes that people take for granted is Trey Washington and John Saunders. I just think both those guys were guys that just didn't make too many mistakes, and they just did their jobs quietly, and you didn't hear much about them, but they're pretty productive players.
Yeah, I was going to say, you took the words right out of my mouth. If a defensive back's name is not getting said a lot, that's good. It kind of got like that halfway through the season with Trey Amos. You didn't hear much about him because everybody just quit throwing to his side.
Right.
But yeah, that lot of snaps, a lot of experience, a lot of, you know, between the ears stuff with Saunders and Washington that, yeah, will be sorely missed next year. So they're trying to find older guys to mix in with the younger talent that they like coming back.
Zach, another position that I know they want to add on to is defensive end. Ben Bell's slated to come in tomorrow from Texas State. You know, he had 18 sacks, 28 tackles for a loss in his 2 years there at Texas State. Where does Ole Miss stand in the big picture with him right now? I know it's before his visit. Are there any other schools he's scheduled to visit after Ole Miss?
I talked to someone earlier. As of right now, it looks like West Virginia is it. He was someone that got in the portal and did all the paperwork, was in officially, and then just didn't really say much. He was pretty quiet. I think he's taking his time as well to go through the process. I don't think he's rushing it. Because he's a wanted dude. He's one of the top edge guys in the country. I think per Pro Football Focus, his pass rush grade was second to only Abdul Carter from Penn State, who is a day one NFL guy. So he's kind of an interesting guy. He's not super big. He's not tall. He's not terribly long. But he's just a, you know, it's cliche, but just a dude that's just always around the ball and just makes plays. So I think his list is going to grow. Ole Miss would obviously like to get him in town and to get that thing sewn up. But, you know, he's an older guy, so he knows, you know, the business side of things, so to speak, where he's going to want to do his due diligence and take his visits, talk to everybody, see what everybody has to offer. But Ole Miss getting that first crack is always good because a lot of these dudes, you know, you could look on the flip side too, Yancey, where he's older, he's already done the recruiting process, he's just trying to go somewhere and play ball, and maybe he wants to go ahead and get it done after the first visit. But, yeah, Ole Miss and West Virginia are the two right now that are standing out.
You know, I tell you, though, that's you when you watch this portal stuff, it's really you can tell the smart ones that hold out a little while and wait till teams get a little desperate, you know, and they're willing to pay a little more. I think that's smart by that guy. I want him because I think he's a smart guy.
Yeah, another one, and he's kind of been crystal balled lately to Washington, Takario Davis, who I still my favorite draft, Walter Campbell, that I follow relentlessly over the last two decades, still has him as the number 24 pick in this year's draft. But he decided to stay in college this year. Are you hearing anything? Maybe Ole Miss can get a visit lined up with him despite the momentum there to Washington right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's still possible. I think a lot of people thought he was going to go ahead and pull the trigger and commit over the weekend. He didn't. I know Ole Miss and several others have reached out. So, again, like Chuck was saying, these older guys, they kind of want to, you know, they want to hear everyone out, right? You want to see what kind of deal you can get and, you know, look at all the, you know, the different pieces, not just the NIL stuff. You know, you look at, you know, coaching staffs and who gets guys to the NFL and, you know, which coaches that they jive with when they meet them, you know, do you hit it off, that sort of stuff.
Hey, Zach, got to cut you off, buddy. We're up against a break, but thanks as usual. Great stuff.
All right,
thank you, Zach. Appreciate it, buddy, as always.
This portion of the show brought to you by Gateway Tire, 54 locations, 6 different states.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Gamble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Always good stuff from Zach. We thank you for joining the show. Your text messages at 662-426-1093, brought to you by our friends at Cannon at Cleary McGraw. You're looking for any kind of real estate, they can help you at CCM Oxford. Texmessages.com. We were talking about basketball early. I'm going to kind of combine two text messages. Love the tough mindset of the Rebels in the second half, and that toughness is a credit to Coach Beard. I think we all agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's how he coaches.
Yeah.
Hard man-to-man and, you know, hit the boards and go from there.
And I still think this team gets mislabeled as a three-point shooting team, and we're going to go as the three-point shots go. The numbers speak for themselves. When Ole Miss gets in trouble is when they do become a three-point team. They're shooting over 31 times a game in their losses, and when they do well, you know, they're shooting it 21 times, and they're outscoring the opponents by over 10 in the paint, whereas they're getting outscored in the paint by 10 when they lose. Chucky, you know, we kind of alluded to this in the last show. You said kind of that was kind of alarming news to you because you were worried about what's going to happen when they play the big boys in the SEC in the paint. After seeing Georgia, they got a 6'11 guy that's going to be one and done. Gary, I know, you know, you've with the Grizzlies now, and you're more familiar with the NBA than I am now. I've kind of separated from the NBA, but, you know, that guy's a legit post player for Georgia there. What do you two see as going forward since the paint is so important to Ole Miss? What do you see, Chucky?
I think you hit on it earlier in one of your 5 points. If Dio will play where he's supposed to play,
yeah,
we're going to be a better team. You know, he's got to go in there and get 3 blocks, 8 rebounds,
eight or ten points.
Yep. And then if he wants to go outside and shoot a three every once in a while, that's okay.
Sure.
But make your living inside. That's why God made you 6'9".
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's going to have to be rebound by committee. I think everybody has got for this Ole Miss team.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, but he's crucial to it.
No doubt. No doubt.
And then on the liability side, and we saw Juju not start in the game. I think they were a little bit worried about that length. We've been talking about it since, heck, the Illinois game, and they blew them out. And I said, well, I'm still worried about their length. You know, they're a little bit short at that 1 and 2, going 6'5", 9" at your two guards. They played a little bit bigger there. They weren't playing them as much together. Do you think that was by design, or do you think that was – maybe something else going on there?
Well, Chucky, it sounded like after the game that something else was going on.
That's what it kind of sounded like.
He said it was a team decision. It almost sounded like it was some kind of a disciplinary thing. So,
yeah.
But we don't know. That's all he said.
Yeah.
But it worked out. It did.
You know, Padula, his weakness in this game, the only weaknesses he has is he doesn't handle presses very well. He doesn't have elite dribbling skills. And they can kind of get to him. They did it in the Memphis game. You know, they did a little bit in this Georgia game. Then they would put Juju back in there to handle the rock coming back up to court. How do you see that going forward, Gary?
Yeah, I don't know what happened off the court either. But to me, if you're bringing Juju off the bench, that gives you another immediate impact scoring guy against other reserves that aren't ready for a something like that. I think they're going to have to probably make that decision to be taught. Brakeville played, I thought, really good in the game. He was solid in what you needed, right? Right.
Him and Morrell.
Right. And
not very good first half.
I think they'll probably should stick with, you know, the bigger lineup. If you can bring Juju off the bench with the other guys and let him be the facilitator score with a second unit, I think that's a pretty solid group.
I do too.
And I guess that leads us to the injury report. And tell us about the sponsor there with the injury report here, Gary.
Okay. We had another text message.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. No. Well, that was leading me to the injury report in basketball.
Yeah.
Gary directs traffic. You sit over and shut up.
I'll do it. We can get to the injury report. But the other question was they wanted to know who coaches guards, forwards, and the big men on the basketball team.
All right, so Wes Flanagan, you know, deals with the guards, and Al Pekin's the big guys. And I think that's all-encompassing. And I think the rest of the coaches are just kind of generally all over the place. But if you ever go to a Chris Beard practice, Chris Beard's in control. Okay. I'm not saying the others don't coach, but Chris Beard's the centerpiece.
Oxford Orthopedics.
Hands on.
and Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic team of physicians for the Ole Miss Athletics in the Oxford community for 27 years with clinics in Oxford, Grenada, Calhoun City, Cleveland, Hernando, and Tupelo. You can reach them at 662-513-2000 to request an appointment through their website at oxfordortho.org. Go, Yancey!
Yeah, so sorry to riddle there. It just kind of brought me foreshadowed there with Mikael Brown-Jones. I was about to get to him. He came down against Memphis. He gets kicked out of the game, and they were totally different when he left. Then he comes down hard on the hardwood, and it looked like a concussion, but our boy G-Man, who will be on a little bit later in the show, talked to his sources over there, and he's fine. He was all smiling and laughing today. He looks like he'll be good to go for Wednesday's contest against Rick's, Patino's team there at Arkansas. So
Patino.
Calipari.
Calipari. Yeah, excuse me. Having an old 80-year-old thinking
the other Kentucky
old Patino
guy.
From
the
Kentucky.
Other Kentucky Italian.
Yeah,
go ahead.
The 80s. And I think he's at Iona now, isn't he?
Yeah.
No, he's moved on to St. John's.
Oh, he already left there. Mm-hmm. He was doing well there. But anyway, Mikael, he brings that physical presence too. And we saw the difference between the Memphis game when he was in and out. That's someone else that I think you were saying, Gary, that it needs to be a contribution across the board. But I think we're going to get a lot more from Brown John. And I don't even think we've touched the surface yet with this team because of players like him really have not gotten going in their role yet.
All right, still to go. We'll get with Harry. We'll get with Gordon. We'll continue things as we get back into football a little bit, then return to basketball on tonight's Cannon Motors, Mississippi.
And Nancy will tell you when to go.
Thank you, Rebel Yell Hotline.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF. Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership? We'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats the Cannon deal. Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hottie toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, friends, as we open up another year of the show, part of it's brought to you by the Farese Group, our partner in retirement. 20 years of experience, proven track record, helping retirees invest and not outlive their savings during retirement. If you need some help, the Farese Group office is 601-607-4141. And we also bring back the knowledgeable, all-knowing, all-American Harry Harrison.
Well, I was there. I'll tell you that.
the number one question, though, that everybody wants to know, Harry, is what'd you do on 17 at Sawgrass?
Well, first shot was in the water, Chuck, dropped it at the drop zone, hit it onto the green, and two putted. So
did you hit it right? Did you hit it right on 17? The first one?
No, hit it short.
Hit it short. What'd you hit?
Short. But I parred 18.
All right.
That's a good hole.
Really good hole.
Was the course in fantastic shape?
Oh, my God. Of course, they've got ryegrass in the fairways, and the rough was about 3 inches thick already, 3 inches tall, already getting ready for the Players' Championship in March. So they're already putting up scaffolding and seating all around 17 and other 16 holes. They're out there working, you know, all day. That was on the first of January. They're putting up scaffolding and putting up seating. Yes, they were busy.
Harry, you know, Lane had a lot riding on that game. The chirping he'd been doing on Twitter, he'd have looked really bad if Ole Miss would have struggled against Duke. And I mean, it was
probably the biggest butt whipping of all the bowl games so far. Man, I don't know. It was about as good as a performance as I've seen since the last Peach Bowl. What is your opinion?
No doubt about that. I thought this team really, you know, was a close knit group, as you could see with guys wanting to play, and they did play, and it wasn't just play a quarter or two and bail out of there. They played most of them played the entire game, and we got a lot of backups in there, guys that'll be front and center come next season. But yeah, I mean, our stars shined brightly that night, none brighter than Jackson Dart, who was the MVP and should have been. He was 3 yards from tying the Gator Bowl record at passing yardage and 4 to break it. And I really thought that they would leave him in to do that, but he put, of course, Simmons in at quarterback on the last drive, and he threw one pass. But anyway, all in all, defensively, we didn't get any sacks, but tip your hat to their quarterback. He ran the ball very well, so he was running for his life a lot and was able to get away and throw the ball away. But it was a big performance. There were a couple ifs in there. Like, you know, we interviewed Caden Davis, our All-American kicker, on that pass attempt to throw it in the end zone. he said he just needs to handle the ball with his foot, not his arm, which we always do that. And then that, I don't know what they were credited for, but when they had the throwback on the kickoff, the guy actually caught it on the 1 yard line. So he ran 99 yards to return that kickoff. So, you know, those are two negative plays in the game that I would remember right off the bat. But all in all, yeah, I think Duke wound up with somewhere around 50 yards rushing in the game, which is about what the Rebels have done all season. But let me say this. The ACC does not want any more of the Ole Miss Rebels, I'll tell you that
much. No, absolutely not. That's a mismatch. But we kind of figured that going into it, if the players really wanted to play. And they did. That's a credit, I think, to everybody involved, the coaches, the players, the leadership. But when you got guys like Walter Nolan and Trey Amos and, you know, guys that have that they're really risking a lot by playing in that game, hats off to them.
Yeah,
absolutely, Chuck. And, you know, football is a violent sport, as we all know. It's not a contact sport. It's a collision sport. But if you're playing full speed like these guys do, you know, you don't rarely get hurt. You know, it just, you get banged up a little bit, but it's not one of those, normally, unless it's just a bad fall or twist or something, that you're going to hurt something that would end your career. But these guys, I don't think we had a single injury in the game, and came out of it very, very good. And I tell you, they really enjoyed, everybody down there enjoyed good facility out there, Sawgrass, and they treated it. You know, they went down there with business on their mind too, but it was a lot of things for them to do to stay interested in what they were doing. And some of them even played golf. I don't think any of them played golf on Sawgrass, but I think a few of them played golf across the street, maybe. But it was a fun time. It was a fun time for all of them.
Harry, what did you think of Logan Diggs? There were some questions like how healthy he was. You've got to see him in practice. Was he about what you saw in practice?
Yancey, what I've seen in practice was he had a brace on that, I think his left knee. I don't know if it's left or right knee. I forget now which one it was. But he'd always had a brace on that knee in practice. So I was glad to see him. If he had the brace on, I couldn't see it from the press box, but I don't think he did. And it looked like to me he was running very well. I really thought we might see more of him, but when he ran a couple times and caught a swing pass and looked pretty good out there. So I think he's going to be a real plus for us come next year. I think that running back room will be fine.
What about on the defensive side of the ball? Some of the young guys, 34 Banks, I thought he looked pretty good. What did you think of his performance?
Well, there's nobody out there that looks better in uniform than Banks, number 34. I mean, he's always had that great look about him. And, you know, I think once he – I don't know if it's Pete Golden's – his defense is obviously is pretty – it's not a very simple defense. Once you grasp it, you play well in it. But it's not a simple defense to catch on to. And I think once he falls into that mode and he's not having to do much thinking, he's just reacting – I think he'll be a big plus for that defense, no doubt about it. But I thought our freshman defensive linemen all played well. You can talk about Franklin and Eccles and, you know, Jamarius Brown. And, you know, we still got a couple more guys in that group that got redshirted. But that group that we signed are now freshman defensive linemen. That's a really good class, and so we added a couple more pieces to it in this signing class coming out of high school. But those guys are going to be around a while, and I think they're, you know, you mix in Xavier Harris, number 51, who's a, you know, finally looks like an NFL type player at 6'7" and 340 pounds, but it's all muscle. And you know, you can't say enough about Centaria Perkins at number 4. So that group, you know, yeah, will we have another Walter Nolan? Maybe not, but I think we'll have a really, really good defensive front next year.
All right, Harry, we always thank you for what you've done throughout football season.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look forward to spring practice perspective, all the new portals coming in. I believe they got 18, 19, plus 22 newcomers. You're going to have your hands full. Probably about 50 new players.
That's always the fun part. I'm sure they're not done in the portal yet, so we'll see how it all
There'll be
out.
More to come for sure. Thank you as always, my man.
Thanks, Harry.
All right, partner.
You Bye-bye. Too.
Now we'll just keep it going with Gordon Ford, who is on the phone line as we speak. Gordon, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, G-Man. You know, Georgia, I thought it was one of the bigger games of opening game for the SEC, maybe the biggest for Beard, the way the Ole Miss finished last season and trying to get the fans believing again. And I know Beard's got a lot of pressure on himself, wanted to get off on the right foot. Tell us what you felt went right for Ole Miss Saturday against Georgia.
Well, I think, first of all, it was Beard's coaching that won that game. I mean, at the first, you know, Georgia was out-rebounding Ole Miss. And then he came in there, I guess, at halftime and had a speech for him of some sort. And they basically doubled down on those big guys and let the guards for Georgia try to beat them. And they would drive a lot of times and miss shots and, you know, basically contain the big players that they had, like Newell and people like that. And at the end of the day, you know, they shot well, they rebounded well. And, you know, look at Brakefield. I mean, Beard made a comment in the after-game show that offensive rebound he got there towards the end was critical. And I know I talked to Wynn Case today, and he had told me that he talked to Mike White after the game. He says, man, y'all got a really good team. I mean, this team was 13-1 that they just beat. So there you go.
Yeah, and the way they did it, I thought they – outfought them, and so did Beard. Beard said that post game. I like seeing the physical side when the refs are going to let them play, and those refs did let them play. So, good job from the fighting and want to standpoint.
Oh yeah, they boxed out and they did the things they're supposed to do. And you know, hey, they beat them 13 points, and that's pretty impressive. I mean, this team beat St. John's, that being Georgia. And they beat Notre Dame. So, you know, they're not some slouch. So they're really good. And, you know, it's a pretty surprising week in the SEC, you know, seeing some teams get beat like Oklahoma beat the way they were, and especially our next opponent, Arkansas, being beat by about 27 points. I mean, you know.
I think that's going to be life in the league this year.
Yeah.
Home team's going to pop some people occasionally like that.
Talk a little bit about Arkansas. What do you know about Calipari's bunch?
Well, they got a transfer from Tennessee, Adu, who we were involved with. And there's another kid, Ivitsu. You're going to have to help me on that. He's like from Lithuania or something that Calipari brought in from Kentucky. And he's got a kid, Telefero, that is a guard that shoots the ball real good. Tiro, my bad. He's 6'5". He leads them in scoring with about 18 points a game. They got another point guard, Boogie Flan, that was one of his recruiting people at Kentucky. And the biggest problem they've got is that Adu has not played as much as they want him to do. And John L. Davis was another transfer from Florida Atlantic, who averaged about 8 points a game that they counted on. That's been kind of disappointing for him. But, you know, seeing them, they've lost to Baylor, they've lost to Tennessee, and they had some other loss. But,
Illinois.
You know, they haven't played anyone really that good. And it would not shock me to see the Rebels beat them Wednesday night.
What does Ole Miss have to do to win that game Wednesday, G-Man?
Well, they've got to go in there and shoot like they did. And as Chuck mentioned, you know, show the fight and box out and get in there. Diaz, you know, I thought played really good. I think he's got to continue improving. And Mikael Brown Jones, you know, my understanding is that he will play. And if they can contain those guys off the boards, you know, I think they can win that game.
That kid from Tennessee that Arkansas's got, though, the big kid, he can be explosive at times if you're not careful. He can go off.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. But he's had injuries this year. So he split times with the Lithuanian kid from Kentucky, who he's averaging about 12 points a game. But he had started against Tennessee on Saturday when Arkansas went to Knoxville. And they ended up just getting blown out. So I'm not really know how impressed with their team I am. I know they lost to Baylor early, and Baylor's not a bad team, but they really, if you look at their schedule, they really hadn't played a whole lot of great teams.
Well, I'm sitting here looking down their stats. Their leading rebounder is 5.7 rebounds. Theo, the guy that we just spoke about, Brazil's averaging 5 points a game. He's a forward. Then the rest are in the threes. I don't know. It looks like, on paper, it looks like a good matchup.
Well, that was what Cal complained about the most. Is like they had 28 rebounds in the whole Tennessee game. The Volunteers had 24 offensive rebounds in that game.
Yikes.
So they gave it up a lot on the board in that game to Tennessee.
They're only averaging 35 on the season.
Yeah, that seems to be their problem.
Like Brazil 6'10", Adu 6'10", and the kid from Lithuania 7'2". So, you know. I just wonder how much
Cal's mentally in it right now, guys.
The competent team.
Cal, I mean, things were going down over at Kentucky. It wasn't just last year. It had been trending for 4 or 5 years, getting worse and worse and worse. I know he got renewed energy, you know, wants to prove Kentucky wrong and their fans, as every coach does that leaves the school. But I don't know. I mean, you know, you look at the Tennessee forward. I mean, look, G-Man, me and you were begging to get that kid from Tennessee last year.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, his production is – I mean, he's averaging 5 points a game, 3 rebounds. I don't know. I think this is a good time to go try to attack Arkansas. I really do. I think you got to get them now.
But let's just be real blunt about it. Now, you may disagree with me, Gordon and Yancey, Kerry. I've never thought Cal was a great bench coach. I just thought he always procured a lot of talent and threw them out there and let them play.
Racket and jacket. That's what it's been at times.
But I've always thought Cal was really undervalued as a bench coach. He loves defense, and it takes him 50-60% of the guys for them to buy into his defense.
But that's a problem of one and dones.
It is.
I think Cal talks a good game and doesn't coach a very good game.
Well, his teams historically get better through the season.
I think you're right. But look at him. I mean, he did good jobs at UMass and Memphis. And as you said, he's an assembler of talent. I will say one thing about him. You watch him. He always runs great out-of-bound plays after a timeout.
Good point.
Thank you, G-Man.
Thank you, G-Man, as always.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll finish it all up when we come back.
That's good to me. Oh, yeah. I don't know she's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right, she's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
It's time to finish it all up. My part brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. End of the SEC in men's hoops, the Rebels up a spot to number 23. Tennessee is the final undefeated team in the nation. Oklahoma was until Alabama smacked them around in the opener. Florida lost in overtime to Kentucky. And the SEC leads the nation with four teams. Auburn's one, Tennessee three, Florida four, and Alabama nine in the NCAA net ranking. Ole Miss number 30. The next opponent, Arkansas, is at 40.
Which makes it a quad one win.
That's right. And LSU, who's next, is 61. So you would get a quad two out of that one.
Yeah.
Because it's at home.
Yeah.
All right, so that's coming up for the Ole Miss men. Now let's get some recruiting news. We know that's brought to you by the Grove Collective with the mission to create and enhance NIL opportunities for all Ole Miss student athletes while providing a level of protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace.
Yeah, some portal visits going on right now. On campus is Tamarcus Cooley. We spoke about him a little bit earlier. NC State, he's the number two safety in the portal. He finished last year with 39 tackles, 3 interceptions, and 6 pass breakups. Washington State safety Kapinya Gushkin visited over the weekend, and this past season he had 52 tackles, 6 pass breakups, 3.45 tackles for loss, and 3 interceptions and 2 recovered fumbles. So production from Power 4 schools, I really like that, instead of getting these projection former 5-star guys that have never produced. We spoke about Texas State edge Ben Bell. He'll come in tomorrow, 6'2", 260, had 18 sacks, 28 tackles for loss the past 2 years for Texas State. The number 22 cornerback in the portal, Michael Coates, he's actually from Biloxi. He arrives Thursday for his official visit. He had 17 pass deflections this past season, which placed him fourth in the country. That's big time. He's 5'10", not the tallest corner. I know they like length, but he had an 89.2% grade by the PFF this season, which is outstanding. Ben and Zach were able to confirm that Ty Edwards, a big 6'2", 240-pound running back out of Northern Iowa, has been contacted by Ole Miss and working on an official visit. Chucky ran for 1,022 yards on 150 carries. Maybe that dreaded word, what do you hate?
Depth piece. Give me another depth piece so we can get our ass beat.
Tennessee defensive back Christian Harrison is planning on visiting Ole Miss next Tuesday. He appeared in 12 games this year, had 20 tackles, 2.5 tackles for loss, half a sack, and two passes defended. Pitt cornerback Rylan Gandy will visit Ole Miss next Wednesday, along with Michigan and North Carolina. He had 40 tackles on the season, so a lot of defensive backs. I mean, that's six that I've named so far.
That's what we need.
Yeah, Arizona defensive back Takerio Davis. He's would have gone in the first round. I have no idea why he decided to come back to college football, but he did. He visited Washington over the weekend. Ole Miss is desperately trying to get him in for a visit this week. He's a 6'4 corner, Gary, you know, just big time. He had 14 pass deflections this past year, six interceptions, tied for second in the college football and interceptions. Alabama edge Jeremiah Alexander is working on the visit for Ole Miss this week. He's one of those former five stars. He only had 9 career tackles in 4 years at Alabama. But he is familiar with Pete. He's visited Clemson. He's going to Oklahoma, Auburn Thursday, and then Ole Miss over the weekend. And West Virginia wide receiver Treylon Ray reported to Zach that he's setting up a trip to Ole Miss after he visits Florida State. He's 6'1", 195. He averaged 17.8 yards per catch over the past 2 years. Chucky.
All right, to the good, bad, and ugly, brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance program. Riverland has you covered, home or business. Certified GAF Master Elite Contractor. They offer the warranties that last a lifetime. You can call or text 662-644-4297.
Well, good. Obviously, the beatdown of Duke in the Gator Bowl is about as good as it gets. The Blue Devils were totally overmatched, and as I wrote in a postgame column, there was obviously a huge difference in a talented 9-3 SEC team and a 9-3 ACC team. Jackson Dart was on fire in his last Ole Miss game, making several next-level throws. The defense was suffocating as usual. The men's hoops team rebounded from losing big to Memphis by taking on Georgia at home and winning a very physical game by being tougher than the visitors. The Rebels held their own in rebounding, which has been a sticking point for them, and they played extremely good man defense. Good win to start the SEC season off with. The bad, the Lady Rebels went to Texas A&M and completely dominated the first half, leading by 17 points at intermission. But when the Aggies put a zone defense on the Lady Rebels, they looked like they'd never seen a zone before, and A&M came back for the win. And really, not good, bad, or ugly, but odd. With the news that sophomore wide receiver Aiden Williams and freshman wide receiver Noreel White are hitting the transfer portal, that makes Caden Lee the only high school wide receivers the Rebels have been able to develop into a productive SEC player in the Lane Kiffin era. Think about it. Jeremiah Dillon, Larry Simmons, Quay Davis, J.J. Henry, Brandon Buckhalter, Braylon Brown, Williams, and White all came here with good credentials out of high school, but none were able to break through. The production at wideout during Kiffin's tenure has been from portal and JUCO ranks, except for Lee. That's really odd.
Yeah, that's got to change.
All right, fellas, another one in the books. We'll come back, find out a little bit more about all these Ole Miss basketball teams and some of the games coming up.
Hotty toddy.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.